1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 721. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live, Boston, Austin, Houston. Please keep your texts, comments, and emails coming. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends over at Prep Academy. Vanessa O'Friel and Sarah Loader at Prep Academy Tutors. Check them out. Customized academic tutoring, in-home tutoring for K-12 students, plus college prep. Good morning to our guest author, R. Lee Wilson.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Wilson is joining us from Sanibel, Florida. Loves Sanibel, Florida. He raised his three children here in Greenwich, Connecticut. Knows Greenwich, Connecticut very well. Harvard MBA and Phi Beta Kappa graduate of DePaul University. Mr. Wilson was a consulting partner at Booz Allen and CEO of a national commercial company. But he's written his first book. Tell us about what inspired you to write the untold story of Catherine Beecher, women's crusader.
Well, thank you, Robin. You know, I was first introduced to Catherine Beecher in a course I took at Columbia University on the history of women in America. And I was amazed at all of her accomplishments, particularly at the time period. And I went and talked to all my friends about her, but nobody had ever heard of her. So I decided that I would write a book about her to give her greater name recognition. You know, the thing that I admire most about Catherine Beecher was her selfless crusade to improve the lives of American women in the face of opposition from misogynist male establishment. It was really the inspiration for my book's title, Women's Crusader, Catherine Beecher's Untold Story.
And the research that you did for the book, I loved the book, by the way, and as we were discussing off air, I'm all for women's education, graduate of Smith College myself. I have a daughter, and I'm a member of the humanity, so I'm all for educating women. The research that you did for this book is incredible. You have you include photographs of piano music, for Kate, as you call her in the book, and you write, the historian's task is that of the detective. That's a quote you have in your book by David Donald, Pulitzer Prize-winning historian. How did you do this research? Tell us about the research and how you got a hold of the piano music and the research that you did to learn more about Catherine Beecher, a woman's crusader and pioneer for women's education.
It was an amazing thing. There are big repositories of Beecher material because the Beecher family is very well known. And the Schlesinger Library at Radcliffe, part of Harvard, has a fair bit of material about her, lots of family letters. And it was there that I found the first volume of her music, which is fascinating to see. At the Stowe Center, they also have a huge repository of her letters and her family letters. And I did a lot of research at the Stowe Center. The Schlesinger Library made a lot of this material available digitally, which is a whole new thing. It used to have to go and sit in a library and, you know, take notes manually. Now you can get digital copies of these books, of these letters and manuscripts and things. I found the Alexander Metcalf Fisher. He was her fiance who died tragically in a shipwreck before they could marry. I found all of his family letters and manuscripts and diaries at the Beinecke Library at Yale. And they also digitized the images for me to be able to use them and read them in the convenience of my own home.
And your background is stellar. Your education is stellar. You've also taught students at Columbia in New York City. You and I were talking off air about how some other women are known for pioneering women's education, but never Kate Beecher. Why do you think that is, and who are some of those women?
Well, I think that Kate is among what I would call a pantheon of female educators, the early movers in terms of trying to teach women the courses that were often reserved, were always reserved to men. People like Emma Willard, who founded the Troy Female Seminary, Zilpah Grant Bannister at Ipswich Female Seminary, Mary Lyon at Mount Holyoke Female Seminary. These were all in the 1820s, to 1830s, the same time that Catherine founded her Hartford Female Seminary in 1823. I don't know why they have been sort of forgotten. Women's history seems to start, if you talk to most people today, with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And, they were powerful in terms of, women's rights and things like that. But before they came to the leadership floor, the other women had to provide, the educational background for women to take up the cause. And that's what these early leaders did, and that's why I think they're so important.
Right. Now, you managed to bring Kate to life in your book. You talk about her love life, how she and Alexander Fisher were an unlikely couple, how she was a fun-loving extrovert dedicated to women's education, but he was an introvert math prodigy, and they suffered a tragic shipwreck that tore them apart, and that made her life focus change, and how she waged a battle against misogyny to help provide women with the education that they deserved. Could you see this in film format, or for teachers using it maybe as a streaming series to teach in the classroom? Could you see this in film?
Absolutely. I actually think that the digital form of what I have written would be would probably capture the imagination of people today, younger people today.
Right. I saw that myself. I saw the film of it, and I'm into education as well. If people want to reach out and find you, your book's available March 5th. How can they find you or find your book, Mr. Wilson?
Well, they can buy the book wherever they like to buy books. Amazon has a pre-order for the Kindle edition now, but Barnes & Noble and bookshop.org will allow you to pre-order the hard copy or the paperback copy.
And here in Greenwich, we have two bookstores. You can go to your bookstores and request the book.
Yeah, you can ask them to order them. It's in the Ingram catalog. You can go to the local bookstore and ask them.
And I'm getting the signal to wrap up right now. What's your website if people want to meet you online and learn more about
www.arleewilson.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us from sunny Florida this morning. And we will see you around town in Greenwich. It's great you raised your kids here. Thank you for joining us, and you have a great day.
ArleeWilson.com
is your website, and I love your book. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking again soon.
All right, thanks, Robin, Arlie Wilson, and that is another edition of Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastore. You hear her show each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.